This week on football, Ronaldo scores in the green, green gas. Vardy silences the Bristol City fans. Daniel Farke shows how it's done. Rashford crashes a car.
No way, Rashford has crashed his car and taken the lamppost out completely.
Roberto Carlos comes out of retirement. And João Cancelo is a secret vampire.
Entiendo que eres muy exigente porque dices que solamente. Tell me stories of all that are great. Cherish these days before it's too late. If you can turn.
Yes, welcome to another episode of Goalposts for Jumpers. It's me, your host, Alex, and we are on episode 50. We've made the half century. Thanks for everyone's support. Thanks for coming along for the full 50 episodes. If you were here from day one, then congratulations. I don't know how you're still here. Let's get this week's episode off to a start with a quiz question. This week's quiz question comes courtesy of The Totally Show. Take it away, lads.
Question. What do you think the most common surname in the Premier League is?
Right now?
Yeah. And it's by a distance.
So the answer to that, the most common name in the Premier League will be revealed at the end of the show. Right, okay, this last couple of weeks, we have chomped some Newcastle fans. And it got me to think, maybe we should chomp some more fans. And if you don't know what chomp is basically the most annoying game ever created, but once you start, that's it, you can't stop. If you want to successfully chomp someone, you can say, for example, Mikel Arteta, he's probably the best Portuguese manager that's ever managed in the Premier League. And your mate will go, he's Spanish, mate. And that's where you go, chomp. And you can say chomp to get yourself out of all sorts of stuff. Once you start it, I promise you, you won't stop. But the chomp has been taken to a new level with Baker last week or the week before, where he chomped Newcastle fans with the Almiron video. So yeah, I thought maybe we should chomp some more fans, and who deserves it the most? And I mentioned Mikel Arteta there, and I thought, well, who deserves it the most? Arsenal fans. So I thought, right, okay, let's chomp some Arsenal fans. So I'm going to say something subtly, but obviously wrong on a video. I'm going to put it on TikTok and I'm going to see all the chomps come in throughout the week. And you could be along for the ride. Now, it's a bit of a risk because I am probably going to get some heat and that's fine. And I'm scared, but I'm going to do it anyway. Okay, so the chomp is going to be around Mikel Arteta. And I'm going to say he's the most overrated manager in the league, right? Or he's a fraud. And then all the Arsenal fans will come rushing to his defence, and that's when we say chomp. Okay, you ready? Here's the video, and it's going to be a TikTok. Mikel Arteta is the biggest fraud in football management. This is a guy who claims that Odegaard is better than Bruno Fernandes. Odegaard can't even get in the Swedish national team, yet he apparently is better than Bruno Fernandes, probably the best CAM in world football. This is why Arsenal fans are deluded. This is why Mikel Arteta is deluded. And he's a fraud. He'll finish outside the top four this season. I guarantee it. Mark my words. Okay, guys, that is the chomp. I've set it up perfectly. Now we're going to see them roll in. We might get one person. If it gets one person is enough for me. So you could be along for the ride with us on that, and I'm going to make it a new feature, and it's going to be Chomp of the Week, and then the next week I'm going to read out all the chomps. Okay, enough of the childish games. We have got some great things coming up in the show, some really serious topical football chat. We've got Two Lies and a Truth. I'll be reacting to some more TikToks. We'll be doing a quick catch-up around Europe, and I'll be doing my Team of the Week as well. But first, I've got some comments to read out. So this week we did a giveaway of the brand new EA FC 24. We are giving away a copy to one of you loyal listeners. What we wanted to do was get as many people over to our YouTube channel as possible. So if you're watching this already, congratulations, thank you. So I'm going to read out some of our favourite comments. We've had in the region of 2,000 comments so far. So I'm going to just read out some of my favourites. I'm going to try my best to pronounce some of these. By the way, if you hear a lot of I play on PS5, play on Xbox, it's because we've asked people to tell us what console they play on. We had user-FC1KF6 said, I'm on PS4. I could really use a copy of EA FC 24 as my parents can't afford it. Keep up good work, mate. Smashing it. Love that. Battlemaster 569 said, I play on PS4. Found your video so interesting. Keep it up, man. Definitely didn't pay these people to say this, I promise. FelixDB04 said, Garassi is a great player, but I don't think Stuttgart will sell him in January. This is last week's video that I put out about Garassi. How far can he go? Well, we're going to see in this episode how far he has gone again. Triple C Angelo 9074 said, I play on PS5 and I love watching your clips. Thank you for that. Cracking content, lad, said Glandum 6477. I'm on PS5. I hope I have the chance. Good luck to everyone else. Stronger Car said I play on PlayStation 4. Love the content. Keep up the good work. Thank you, mate. Rumanos Krepsis. Are you Greek? Have we got a Greek listener? I play on PS4. Really love your channel. Started watching for the giveaway and have been clinged on to it ever since. Thank you so much for that. That's actually a really nice comment. MGD Clan 5782 said, I play on Nintendo, love your videos. I was subscribed to you on another account, but it was hacked. Keep up your work. Thank you for your loyal support. You were hacked and you still made it over to our channel. Emma Stevenson 2115 said, I play on PS5. I love your vids. I've been watching you for ages. That sounds like a girl, and we don't have female listeners. So, Emma Stevenson, thank you. You are the only female listener we have. Sideways Motet 7 said, I play on PS5 and your video is so good. I love the edit and I love you. You are the best YouTuber. Thanks, man. Callum Taylor said, I play on PlayStation 4. Keep up the good work and content. Thank you. Felix again said, yo, bro, on PS4. And he said, by the way, you have good ball knowledge. You're right, I have great ball knowledge. Adam Gaming said PS4, and thank you for your great football knowledge. That's two people, which means I do have... If two people said it in a row, yeah, that means I do have good football knowledge. It's official. Jay Prod said, I play on PS4. I love you guys. Nibar Salah 9902 said, I play on PS4, and I love your content. Kazapsi said, please, Xbox One, I love the videos. K. Sean Gray said, I love the videos, I play on PS4. I During said, I play on PS4, great video, great video. Said Kulu Time, I love your video. Said Agnes Dog K7409 said, I play on PS4. By the way, great video, mate. I play on Xbox and I love you, bro. Said Mad For You Trading, thank you, man. I love you too. Love the videos, said Ethan Newman. I play on Xbox and I don't know your content, but I will, says Mateus Zviatek. Is that a threat or a compliment? I play on PS4 and I love your content, says Juice Dukebus. PS4 underrated channel, will be sticking around. Thank you, user FN9J7. Really appreciate all the support so far. Thank you so much. Make sure to comment on the future videos as well. We will be reading out comments in the future. Okay, right, let's do something else. Okay, let's do the team of the week. Guys, if you follow regularly, you know my teams of the week don't include any players that have played 3 o'clock kickoffs or any of the matches that I haven't been able to watch. I'm only going to include players that I've seen play. The reason I do this is because a lot of the times you'll see Garth Crook's team of the week or team of the weeks where they haven't even watched the player play. I saw Tom Garrett did one on the Pitch Side podcast and they absolutely rinsed him because he did a team of the week and he didn't even watch half the games. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to stay truthful to football and only going to pick players from the teams that I have seen this week. So starting off in goal is Andre Onana. Right back is Kieran Trippier. Centre back, Botman. The other centre back is Johnny Evans. Left back is Sergio Reguilón. Central midfield, we have got Toni Kroos. We've got Saul Niguez and we've got Jamal Musiala as a three. Right wing, we've got Leroy Sané. Left wing, we've got Anthony Gordon. And striker is that man, Serhou Guirassy. Couple of reasons why, and I won't go into it too much because we've got a few repeats in here from last week. Andre Onana, I thought, deserved to be in this week. He had a bit of a howler against Bayern Munich, but I thought he recovered well in that game, even though we conceded four. I didn't see many standout goalkeeping performances this week, but I thought he was really good in that Burnley game. Again, a lot of pressure on this guy. One of the most kind of scrutinised positions in football is the Manchester United goalkeeper. And I thought he took it so well in the post-match interview. He had an air of confidence despite his mistake. And then, like I said, yeah, the Burnley game, I thought he was really good in. Right back, we had Kieran Trippier, three assists and a clean sheet. How could you not put him in there? That's his second week in a row. Alongside him was Sven Botman. That's also his second week in a row. Another clean sheet for him and a goal. They won 8-0 and yeah, Newcastle were absolutely fantastic. Left back, somehow I've got two Man United players in here. Don't ask me how. And it's not because I support them, I don't think. Sergio Reguilón. So I thought he played well in both games. I know, again, we conceded four horrible goals away to Bayern, but I thought he was the standout player for me in Munich. And I thought he had a good game as well before being subbed against Burnley. And yeah, I've been all round impressed by him, a lone player. But I think United fans will start to really take to him. Central midfield, Toni Kroos. I watched the game, the Madrid derby, and I thought he was the best player on the pitch until he got subbed off. He looked Real Madrid's biggest threat and unfortunately, yeah, got subbed off. The commentator made a really good point, actually. I think, and I'm guilty of this, we put Toni Kroos into the same bracket as Luka Modric because they played together so well for so long. Luka Modric is 37, Toni Kroos is 33. In the football sense, 4 or 5 years is a big, big age gap. So I don't think we should throw the, as Luka Modric is still operating on a top level, but Toni Kroos I thought was absolutely magnificent. And yeah, like I said, the co-commentator during the game said that, and I realized, yeah, maybe I do think of Toni Kroos as this really old player like Luka Modric, late 30s, but he's not, and he's probably in his prime for a central midfielder as well. We have Jamal Musiala. This is a player who's not in his prime yet, which is terrifying. He was outstanding against Man United, the player of the match for me. Musiala, Owen Hargreaves said it a couple of times pre-match. He thinks this is a player that could go on to win the Ballon d'Or, and I can't say I disagree. And he also mentioned the fact, obviously, Musiala had the opportunity to play for England. He played in the youth setup, but chose Germany. And imagine a midfield including Musiala and Bellingham. I mean, that would have been outrageous. Right wing, we have Leroy Sané. For me, I think the best right winger in the world right now. He's operating on a level that maybe only two or three players in his position are, but I think he's the best of the lot. And again, unbelievable against Man United midweek and unbelievable in the 7-0 win that they had on the weekend as well. Left wing, man of the match from the Newcastle game was Anthony Gordon. He came on, didn't even start the game, came on and was incredible. I thought he was the catalyst to the goal starting. I mean, look, Newcastle probably would have won the game comfortably anyway, but I think he was the catalyst for that absolute romp that they had, 8-0, which was magnificent. And up front, yeah, my man, Serhou Guirassy. I watched the Stuttgart game on the weekend. I think that's only the second time I've watched him live this season. He had a really great season last season, but this season it's next level. You know, Harry Kane had an absolute stormer to start this campaign. He's on 7 goals, I think, in 5 games. Guirassy has 10. He has double the goals to games. I thought, well, maybe it's a bit of a coincidence. You know, obviously he's a good player, really physical, really strong, can finish, has everything in his locker. He's got massive feet, so he's all got a toe on the end of it. And I thought, well, maybe it's something where he's just in a good patch of form and he's in a good team or a really attacking team. I watched the game and he is everywhere. He's setting up play, he's linking play, he's creating, but he's also finishing. And I think he scored another one in that game that got disallowed. And then the other one, his second goal, got disallowed and then reinstated because he was offside, but wasn't offside. But the finish for that was outrageous. And the first goal, oh my God, outrageous as well. We're looking at a striker. I said it last week, and I think I said it the week before, that if he continues on this form in January, he will be gone. So Stuttgart will lose him in January. I have got no doubts about it. And I think at this rate, yeah, there's no way a big team doesn't come in for him. Right, guys, that was my team of the week. Up next, we have got Two Lies and a Truth. Two Lies and a Truth is essentially a trip into my messed up head. So I've got three football stories. Two of them I've completely made up. One of them is true. They're all crazy. You have to guess which one is the true story. Okay, story number one, former Arsenal midfielder and Barcelona midfielder Alex Song has 27 brothers and sisters. His mother, Katrine Song, is known in some circles as the Sperminator. That's story number one. Story number two, 20-year-old Romanian footballer Alexandru Crap has been banned from playing for 12 months after police caught him feeding pigeons rice and waiting for them to explode. And story number three, Blackburn's 19-year-old midfielder Adam Wharton has been banned for life from Nando's. This is after he and his friends were removed from a restaurant in Peel Retail Park in Blackburn. That's three stories. You have to tell me which one is the right story, the correct story, the true story, and I'll give you the answer at the end of the show. Okay, up next, we're going to do some TikTok submissions. This is the part where I've got a select few people who send me random TikToks. I ask them to send me football TikToks. It's very rarely football TikToks. And then I react to them. So let's see what we've got. Is there something about Wilco that I don't know or I should know? Because all of these employees seem absolutely gutted to be leaving. Last week, I got a video of this and I said if I worked at Wilco, I'd have PTSD. What's going on? What do they know about... Was Wilco the best place to work in the UK? And now it's gone? These are the most loyal set of supporters I've ever seen. If Wilco had a football team, they'd sell out every game. I can confirm Ado is not all right. Ado's smacked his head.
You're gonna get nicked.
Ado is bleeding. Ado is not well. Right, this is a video of a fan jumping over into where the cameraman, you know those swivel chairs where the cameraman's on it? Like that. He jumps onto one of those for no reason. And then falls and smacks his head. This is for anyone listening. Ado is his name, clearly. And Ado is immediately bleeding. He is profusely bleeding. There is blood on his head and on his hands. Ado is not all right. And his fans, his friends are obviously like... It reminds me of that video. Like, no one's really reacted too much to Ado jumping over it. Because this seems like what Ado does. And it reminds me of that Scottish geezer who gets knocked over by the bus. His friends don't give a shit. Or they do, but they're pissed off that he got hit by a bus. What's his name? Ali. Oh, fuck off, Ali. Because Ali is in the middle of the road and he clearly does this every weekend. He gets too pissed and gets into the middle of the road and gets hit by a bus. I'm going to put the video here. And Ado is exactly the same, cut from the same cloth.
Fuck off, Ali. I threw a stone at the massage.
This is how the Titanic went down.
I threw
This guy is in trouble. This guy is clearly in trouble. He is being dunked underwater every time. Anyone listening, go and watch it. I'm not even going to explain it. Thank a great football related TikTok. Thank you.
I come from China. It's my first time to go to watch Manchester game. I feel so depressed and bad. It's 2 weeks. Come on, Manchester United. Why are you become a man? I'm sorry to wear this. Yeah. I feel depressed.
You feel depressed? So you flew all the way from China?
Yeah, I'm from China. This is my first time to see Manchester United. But today I feel so depressed. So I wish Manchester United you can when you can become strong.
My Chinese brother, I'm with you. What is happening at Man United? I can't even begin. That game on, but I said it to a few of my mates, that game the other night against Burnley is maybe one of the most worrying performances. The fact that we won is almost a bad thing because it papers over the cracks. That performance was absolutely shocking. It was awful. Burnley were the better team. Burnley dominated us. The problem that I think I had the most was that the players don't seem to have any confidence on the ball anymore. So a few opportunities where a team like Man United, who compete for trophies, would a midfielder would take the ball, receive the ball and turn and attack. There was about 6 or 7 instances where the ball was received by a midfielder and it was all throughout the team. Fernandes, I thought Mebri did it as well. He's a young lad, but he did it a few times. I mean, Scott McTominay, even Rashford a few times. The ball's coming in and instead of turning through midfield and attacking, it's almost like they are passing it back. And that's just, it's one of the biggest signs for me that the team's lost all confidence. And there's not something, one thing that I would pinpoint is the problem. I think everything from the top right the way down to this team, to the way that we've got a different problem. Gary Neville described it as it's like whack-a-mole. You whack one and then another one pops up. And that's how our problems are at the moment. You knock one on the head and then another one pops up and it's constant. Yeah, we're finished. I'm going to give you some advice. If you fly in from China soon to come and watch Man United, don't. Give it another 3 or 4 months and then reconsider.
Estupiñán, fantastic fullback, didn't play.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Gilmour played against Newcastle, didn't play. Solly March played, who's been a stalwart for Brighton, didn't play. Evan Ferguson, who you know I'm the leader of his fan club, scored a hat-trick against Newcastle, has picked up an injury, missed out the Republic of Ireland international, was on the bench, didn't play. There was 2 others, right?
Lamptey's only played 1 game this season.
Lamptey is a fullback and played left-back. Right. He's a right-back, he plays in the left-back. There is no way we could sit here and talk about Manchester United and say, but they didn't have Raphael. By the way, they've got the second coming of Franz Beckenbauer and Harry Maguire on the bench.
Yeah, this is Craig Burley talking about Man United and, yeah, just said about it. Yes, our injury list is extensive and actually getting quite laughable now, but it's deeper. It's deeper than that. We've got the players even to come in that are good enough to win football matches and even just try. I think United fans, this is the big thing with United fans. We will accept when you go through bad patches of form. If the goals aren't coming, if the performances aren't there, we understand. If you make mistakes, we understand. The problem that we've got as a fan base, and I think a lot of fan bases are quite similar, is that once we see that you're not demonstrating fight, that you're not running, you're not willing, that's when we turn on you. And I think that's where most fan bases will turn on players. So I've always been a big fan of Scott McTominay, but his performance, his cameo in the Bayern game was atrocious. I think this is where the fan base splits with Rashford, because he's not the most willing runner or backtracker, and he doesn't tend to jump for the ball, which is really frustrating. In fact, the Burnley game he did a couple of times, but it's not putting your body on the line for the club, and that's what the fans expect as a bare minimum to play for us, and we're not seeing that.
How strong is Arsenal? Yesterday I saw the game against Goodison Park. They are exceptional, and Liverpool again. The mentality is continued there.
This is becoming a personal attack.
It is so...
Gorillas are hilarious. Gorillas are just people. Gorillas are children. Gorillas are 5-year-old children. Look at these gorillas running. They're people. Why are they so scared of rain? Doesn't it rain where they're from? I thought they lived in like rainforests.
In my dressing room, when I first when I first came to Arsenal, it was 90% black players from like different sides of London. So everyone kept saying, in it. And I was like, yo, I never learned that at school. I don't know what that is. So it took me a few months to realize what it was. And like, I kind of end up speaking like them at some point. Yeah, yeah. So my landlady in Diggs used to say like, Hector, you cannot speak like this. Like, if you meet someone like from the board at Arsenal or something, they're going to think like, is this guy being serious? You know? You got to speak like a bare English kind of thing. And they even called my parents at some point, like...
They called mummy?
Yeah.
This ain't school.
I'm just learning from the people I'm around, you know? Yeah. I like to adapt to where I am. Yeah, after a year, I was like, yo, Bamba Club, what you saying?
That's a clip of Hector Bellerin talking about how he learned English. It's obvious that you go to a different part of the country, you're going to pick up an accent or kind of little bits of lingo and stuff. You hear a lot of it with the foreign players at Liverpool and Everton. You get a lot of, like, you can hear a hint of a Scouse accent. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. But what Bellerin's saying here is what I think all young people should listen to. And I'm not just saying Londoners. I think all young people should listen to. Yes, you can have fun. You can have an accent and you can say different words and that's your lingo. But there is a level of respect. So when you start speaking to someone, you come into the workplace, there's a level where you need to go and step up your language. And this is like, this guy's come from Spain. He's learning the language brand new. But most of these kids, and I hate to be that guy and be all old, but the way kids talk nowadays is embarrassing. I understand you can have fun with your mates and you can say different things and you can have different accents. I've got no problem with it. Because up until really like 90s, 2000s, there wasn't much of this. But nowadays, the way they're talking is, it's embarrassing. It's trying to be something that they're not, first of all. It's trying to replicate a lot of the rappers, which is kind of the big scene at the moment. Again, which you're not. You're not a gangster. You're not a rapper. You've got to learn to be a normal human being. Stop trying to be something that you're not. It's embarrassing. So yeah, good on Hector Bellerin saying that. Yeah, he's right. He's right. And his mum had to get involved and the club had to get involved. They're right. Because in any other line of profession, you can't go into work. Imagine going into an interview and calling, saying what he said. Bumbaclut. But the guy's going to laugh you out of the room. You're never going to get a job. You're going to be on the street and then you're going to blame society. Shape up, man. Shape up.
Okay. Brighton of Albion, or however you say that. You have my attention. Percentage of goal kicks long. We're 5 games into the season. They are yet to do a long kick. Are you kidding me?
Wow. Who's bottom? Forest. Forest have 84.8% of their goal kicks go long. And Brighton have zero. And down that bottom, it's not quite because Man United are right at the top, but it's almost like a league table. I mean, where are Man City? Yeah, it's almost like a league table. You see all the teams that have got a great goalkeeper with their feet are right at the top, and all the goalkeepers that don't. Although Matt Turner's not too bad at Forest. I think he can play with his feet a little bit, but obviously that's not their tactic. Brighton, De Zerbi, what he's doing there. Wow, incredible. Really impressive. Shut up. Well, that's one of the most impressive bets I've ever seen in my life. This guy, so for everyone listening, this guy has put £1 on a bet at 19,000 to 1, and it's come in. And this is him celebrating. And what I love about this actually is he's not cashed out. He's ridden it and gone all the way. This guy's an absolute legend and he deserves the money. I saw a bet earlier this week. I'm going to put it in the video episode. I saw a bet that someone did for, I think it was 3 or 4 correct scores, and it's like $5,000 back, and he cashed at £3. If you've got enough money to put on a bet, then you've got enough money not to cash out at £3. You don't need that money. What the hell are you playing at? And that is someone who deserves to lose the bet. And this is as deserved to win. Yeah, congratulations.
You call me either you want, but don't call me that. You call me either you want, but don't call me that.
I wish I had an accent like that.
Who's the fastest out of the two here?
It would have been me, I think.
Do you want a race?
Yeah. Yeah, go across that pitch now. Go on.
That's a video of Gary Neville and Jamie Carragher, which has been going around for ages, years, and it just demonstrates the way punditry should be, that they're ex-players, they've got a bit of a rivalry, they have debates, they're open to saying things that are quite close to the bone, they're not going to hold back, they're not going to hold their punches, but when it comes down to it, they're just lads and they're just competitive. The two best pundits in football by a mile for me.
Oh, no. You can't be giving head like that. No. Too vicious. That's not good head.
I recognise this guy. And it's a guy saying that it's his dream to be a commentator. And this might sound like it's fake. I don't think it is. I think this is real.
The heat coming off of that rap.
Jesus Christ, what the hell?
Girls after a night out. Yuck. Keep the saliva in your mouth as best as you can. She's not even trying. Why was it so fast? This is a slide for children. Why is the policeman going down the slide? Answer me that. That's the riddle I want to know. Why is it so fast? Why is a policeman going down there? Why is someone filming it? Why does he look so stiff when he comes out? I need these questions answered.
Hey guys, hope you're all good. Just thought I'd do a daily check-in. And yeah, that's it really. Just one of them things. Wasn't meant to happen.
That's not planned.
This one's actually kind of annoyed me. Before, it's quite funny. This one's kind of annoyed me. Kel the Dragon, once again. I know, what more? What do you want me to say about him? Do you want me to say another thing? Kel the Dragon is not a human. Kel the Dragon is AI. Kel the Dragon is the first wave of AI realistic looking robots. That's what Kel the Dragon is. Kel the Dragon is the first wave where they're kind of the prototypes, but they're kind of malfunctioning. Their personalities, they're all got disorders. They're all fucking autistic.
I'm fairly sure sometimes I'm autistic, but
keep sending me them though. Great.
For instance, Harry at Tottenham, like Benoit Assou-Ekotto was like, he was so difficult to manage.
Yeah.
He didn't want to do anything that you asked him to do. Like he didn't, he literally would come in for pre-match meals and he'd got a little bag from Tesco's and you could go, look, Benoit, like just you've got to eat what everyone else is eating. He goes, yeah. No, I've got, I like my croissant. He has his hot chocolate and he'll have like a cereal bar and he's bought it from Tesco and he'll, and you go, well, and he just wouldn't get in the ice bath or he wouldn't watch any football. He would, no interest in football whatsoever.
I can't stand footballers that don't like football. I let this play on, but I can't stand it.
Turn up on a Saturday and we'd have a game against, say, Wolves, and we'd turn up and he'd go, he'd have no idea who we were playing. He'd just turn up for the game then.
Well, no interest in the actual football side of it.
We're
literally
playing them.
It's a job.
Playing Wolves at 3 o'clock, he didn't know who we were playing.
That is unacceptable to me. What a privilege it is to play top level football. Do you know why me up? Is Ben White like saying I don't watch football? Like almost don't watch it. I get it. I get it if you don't like it and you're good at it, fine. But then respect the fact that your fan base, the people that pay money to you every week, are obsessed with it. They live and die by it. Appreciate that fact and maybe don't just shrug it off like, nah, I don't watch it. Yeah, can't be bothered. Because that's what Ben White does. Ben White's a knob. Who's this about? This is about Asu Okoto, but Ben White's still a knob.
Would you swap Kai Havertz for Bruno Fernandes?
Not a chance. You can't roll around on the floor that long in a game. Obviously, he's very good, but imagine that being your captain. I'd be embarrassed.
Probably, yeah, to be honest. Right now, I would.
No. It's just not going for him at the moment. It will. Bruno Fernandes is rubbish. So I think he's a crybaby. He always throws himself to the ground. Kai Havertz scored the winner for Chelsea in the Champions League final.
No, at the moment, no. I think Kai Havertz is getting there. You know, it's only been 3 games. I want to see what he can do.
So obviously I'm instantly mad. But this is why I'm so glad early on in the episode I picked Arsenal fans to try and get a chomp out of. Because they are the worst set of fans. They are the, on par with another team, the most deluded fans in the country. They're fucking knobs. Do you see the guy? I'm going to put a video in of the guy filming himself at the Emirates. Like at the Champions League anthem. They're so cringe. They are the worst. And what I was saying earlier about Hector Bellerin, and it was good that he kind of learnt to, you know, speak good English. Like, great that he can speak English and he picks up like kind of the lingo and the mannerisms of the local kind of the people to around his club. But it's so important to be able to articulate your feelings without saying bruv or blood or anything like that. And Arsenal fans are incapable of it. Actually, this is the furthest I've seen Arsenal fans talk without going blood, bruv, or anything like that. I can't take you seriously. I cannot take you seriously. Bruv, blood and all that. It is fucking cringe and I can't stand it. And I can't stand Arsenal fans. They are the worst. Havertz over Fernandes. It's not a debate. That's not a debate. It's not. Why is he asking this question? Why are Arsenal fans? Arsenal fans are thick as fuck.
And the last one is a bit of dart celebration banter going on, I gather.
Me and Bukayo had a bit of banter and a bit of trash talking, if you like, on international duty. And I got told that he did the darts celebration. He must have still been doing it when I turned him for the first goal, I think. So I'll have a little word with him.
That's class. That's class from Madison. It's cringe, but it's class at the same time. Yeah, if you're going to give it out, Bukayo Saka, then you've got to be willing to receive it. And Madison just responded in the best way possible.
We tried asking people here what it means to be British. What does being British mean to you?
I don't understand English.
Oh! Right, anyone listening, this is a clip of Bristol City fans against Plymouth. And a chant that they were doing. The reason I know that is because I went to this game and I went with my mate who's a Bristol City fan and his dad who's a Bristol City fan. They've been fans for years. And I didn't bounce around, but I was right in the thick of that actually watching the game. And it was a great game. But that is one of my favourite chants I've seen at a football game. I love going to neutral venues. I love going to watch football anyway. So whoever I'm kind of watching, I just want to watch a good game. But that from the Bristol City fans was class. Basically, they're going around each quadrant of the stadium and then telling them to bounce around. And then that's that part of the stadium gets up and bounces around. What they don't show on this is they finished it by singing it to the away section. And the away section at that point were 4-1 down and still like this. And that was the Plymouth fans. And then they booed them after they didn't do it, which is great. Yeah, that's class. I actually had a newfound respect for Bristol City fans. I thought that was brilliant.
Good evening, everybody. I'm going to have it for nice some squashes tonight.
Fucked it up already. Three words in, fucked it up already.
Good evening, everybody. I'm going to have it for...
Fucked it up. Immediately fucked it up.
Good evening, everybody. I'm going to have it for... nice some squashes tonight, because my favourite squashes are orange, apple and pear, peach, apple and blackcurrant, and lemon. Because now my favourite squash flavour is all about orange. Robinson's is always fantastic. Cheers. What is your favourite flavour all about some squashes, eh? Eh? I hope you all fans have a really...
Why is he starting on me?
Eh? I hope you all fans have a really a good night. Bye!
Where is he going? Oh, brilliant. That guy. I quite like him. Party's here on the west side, so I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shore cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, yeah, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The party's underway. I'm trying to look at this and see if it's been photoshopped, and it hasn't. This looks real. This is the Sierra Leone Hereford FC Football Academy. And they've all got Hereford football kits. How has this happened? How has a Hereford FC kit made its way to Sierra Leone once, let alone 10 times? And this is real. This is Hereford FC or Hereford United? That looks like Hereford FC. Anyone who doesn't know Hereford FC, they were formerly Hereford United, liquidated and came back as a new club. I used to work there, and some of their fans are some of the worst fans ever. But how they've managed to get over there, that reach is quite impressive. Wow. Big up, big shout out to Hereford FC. Right, guys, that was TikTok submissions. Thank you for all of your submissions once again. Really appreciate it. Some good videos, a few football ones this week, so thank you. Right, what have we got next? We have got... Oh, we're going to go around Europe. So we're going to go around Europe and we're going to do it quicker. I noticed this week the retention is great. You guys are with us all the way. And then as soon as it gets to around Europe, a lot of you drop off. And I think it's because I'm boring. So I'm going to make it brief. I'm going to touch base off everything and I'm going to make it brief. Right, Spain. Let's do Spain. I thought he won the Madrid derby. That was a great game. Watch that. Really good. Barca scored 3 in 8 minutes to come back and complete their comeback. They were 2-0 down. And La Liga has become watchable again. Those are my notes for Spain this week. It was a thrilling week of football and really impressed. And I'm glad we actually got to see a Spanish game on TV as well. Guess who is top of the league in France? And I'll give you 19 guesses and it will take you till the 20th to get it. It's Brest. Brest are top. and they are top after six games. They beat Lyon. Everyone beats Lyon, they're shit. But they're above PSG. PSG did win, and they won comfortably. Kolomwani got his first goal for them. I think he'll score plenty of goals for them as well. That was it. I think, was that his first start? Maybe he played midweek. But yeah, I think that's just the first of many for him. In Italy, Juve lost. They lost 4-2. Federico Gatti with one of the strangest own goals you're ever going to see. What else happened? Milan bounced back after their humiliating Milan derby defeat. They won 1-0. And Inter continue their phenomenal record as well. They won again 1-0. And they just don't seem to concede. They've conceded one goal the entire season in that division. So I think, yeah, like I've said before, I think they're going to win that league. Germany, Kane's flying. Bayern won 7-0. He got a hat-trick and a couple of assists on the weekend. Xabi Alonso's Leverkusen are still keeping pace. They are joint top. They won 4-1. They won 4-1 against Heidenheim. Stuttgart, Leipzig and Hoffenheim all just a point behind after impressive starts as well. So that league is going to be open. I don't think Bayern will win it cut and dry, but with Kane flying, then, I mean, of course. But Guirassy at Stuttgart could be the difference, could give them a title charge. Oh, yeah, I wanted to speak about Ajax. Now, we spoke about Ajax a couple of times over the last few weeks. We've said they've had a shocking start. We said there's problems. Well, the problems just got bigger. They had to have their match abandoned at halftime, just after halftime, after they were 3-0 down at home and their fans started rioting. They are in trouble. They are in serious trouble. But who scored against them to make them riot and lose their heads? It was that man that I mentioned last week, Santiago Jimenez. He got two of those goals. And I said to you, he might be the next face of Mexican football. He looks the real deal. In Portugal, has anyone noticed the strangest thing that's happening in football right now? Porto. And I don't know if anyone else is sick of them doing this, but they scored in the 90th minute again. And people will think, oh, maybe they scored a couple once or twice. Oh, maybe it's just a freak coincidence. I'm going to tell you what Porto are doing right now. So this weekend just gone, they got a 91st minute winner. 2 weeks ago, they got an equaliser in the 19th minute of injury time. They scored in the 91st and 94th minute to complete a comeback the week before that after being 1-0 down. Oh, and you think I'm done? The week before that, they scored their winner in the 100th minute against Firenze. And then this week, like I said, they've scored in the 90th minute again to win. We're six games in. I'm not going to spin conspiracies, but something weird is happening because half of their points this season have been acquired after the 90th minute. And I don't know if anyone's talking about this. I've just noticed it. I follow all the different leagues. I look at them. I look at Porto win again. I look at the score and they've scored in the 90th minute again. And it's, I don't know, that's four out of six. Four out of six games, they've got a last minute winner or equaliser. Something weird is happening and people need to pay attention to it because, I don't know, I'm sceptical. Right, okay, let's do our two lies and a truth answer. We'll come to the end of the show. I'm going to recap on those three stories. The first one was former Arsenal and Barcelona midfielder Alex Song has 27 brothers and sisters. His mother, Katrine Song, is known in some circles as the Sperminator. Sorry. 20-year-old Romanian footballer Alexandru Crap has been banned from playing for 12 months after police caught him feeding pigeons rice in the park and waiting for them to explode. And story number three, Blackburn's 19-year-old midfielder Adam Wharton has been banned for life from Nando's after he and his friends were removed from a restaurant in Peel Retail Park in Blackburn. So that's three stories. You had to guess which one was the true story. The true story was, did you get it? It was former Arsenal and Barcelona midfielder Alex Song has 27 siblings. Yes, he has 27 siblings. Astonishing. The thing about his mum being known in some circles as the Sperminator is kind of true if the circle is Goalposts TV community, because we call her the Sperminator. So that was a true story this week. The quiz question answer, we had that submitted this week from the Totally Show, and I'm just going to recap on that. Here's the question.
What do you think the most common surname in the Premier League is? The most common surname in the Premier League is Traore. There are five Traores currently in the Premier League. So you've got Hamed at Bournemouth, Benny at Sheffield United, Adama, our favourite at Fulham, and Bertrand at Villa. And Boubacar at Wolves, yeah.
Yeah, of course the answer was Traore. Most people would go Smith. I went Smith and then a few other ones, Williams. But no, it's Traore of all people. Okay, guys, thank you so much for tuning in once again. Again, I'm going to ask you all to go ahead and go to our YouTube page, go to our TikTok page. We're trying to grow our video episodes. We appreciate all of you listening. Thank you so much. And we know most of you do on your commute to work and things like that. But if you want to check out our YouTube page and YouTube channels, please go ahead. We appreciate your support. You'll see me right here next Wednesday. So please tune in again. Thank you so much. Have a great week. Speaking wisdom into my mind, tell me stories of all that are great. Cherish these days before it's too late.